But when I say a fight, I mean a literal fight. Someone had me in a headlock, two people around my legs, and my aide bursts into the council chambers and says, Corey, you gotta go, man. Your plane leaves in 15 minutes. You gotta get on your plane. And then he pauses for a second, looks at his watch again, he goes, you know what? Forget it, you're gonna miss this plane. It's only 15, you can't make it, Corey. It's impossible. Now, what my aide didn't realize at that point is that he let that word slip, a word that I had been taught is a word I had to reject, this word impossible. And as soon as he said it, I knew he knew what was coming, something I tended to do back then, which is I put my hand on my hip, and I looked at him and I said, you know something? My mama told me ain't no such thing as impossible. And thank you for applauding. But he didn't applaud. He just rolled his eyes at me, and he goes, here we go. And so he ran and got the car and drove it around to the front of City Hall. I charged out of City Hall, dove into the car, and we raced off to Newark Airport. Now, I am the mayor of the city now. I cannot tell you we broke any traffic laws. As I was walking around with dignitaries from the university, I could not tell them that I broke any laws while I was here as well. But we get to the airport. And those people who know advanced mathematics, you know the equation that has been tested by the smartest people on the planet. Usually at airports, they test this theory that simply says, the more of a hurry you are in, the longer the line at the airport. And so I walk into the foyer, I see the counters there, long line, but I, Corey Booker, am being called to prove that impossible things are possible. I'm here to attack the cynicism of the non-believers.